If you, like I, am a fan of Downton Abbey on Masterpiece on PBS, I bet you'll be excited to hear what's coming to the Taft Museum of Art. It is an exhibition called Dressing Downton, Changing Fashion for Changing Times, and is going to be on view starting later this week throughout the summer. It runs until very late in September, in fact. And these are costumes worn by the television players who we have all been enjoying for the past 7 seasons. Tamara Minty, who is a curator at the Taft, is the installing curator for this exhibition, and she's here with me in the studio this evening to talk a little bit about dressing, not dressing down, but dressing Downton. Tammy, welcome.
Thanks, Rick.
So I want to start by asking you, how is it that, you know, we cleaned out the closets at Downton Abbey and they've showed up here in Cincinnati? How did the exhibition come here?
Yeah, well, this is an exhibition that has been touring. It's organized by an American company called Exhibits Development Group, but it comes to us from Cosprop, which is a renowned costume house in London who produced all of the costumes for the television series.
Yeah. And ultimately for the exhibition.
Yes.
Yeah. So although these may look antique, of course, these are all manufactured in the last several years.
Well, actually, there is a variety of different ways that they've put the costumes together. So about two-thirds of the costumes are either partially vintage or totally vintage. So there are a handful that are completely period garments.
And let's touch just for a moment. I'm sure that everyone who watched the show is aware of the period that we're talking about, but it begins, the very first episode is immediately after the sinking of the Titanic in 1912, in April of 1912.
Right.
And the show continues through the tragedies of World War I and right up into the Jazz Age. And so the evolution of fashion and dress during that period is really quite fascinating. And we go from women wearing a lot of corsets and things like that to flappers and headbands and all of those kinds of things. Tell us a little bit more about the kinds of costumes that are going to be on view.
Right. So, yeah, as you mentioned, the costumes start in sort of late Edwardian period. So you're seeing corsets and very structured, very fitted kind of garments. And those soon evolve into looser fitting, shorter hemlines, lots of beads and fringes of, you know, as we move into the 1920s. And the exhibition puts things in context. So talks about the social changes that lead to these changes in fashion for women.
That'll be quite interesting. Now, I understand there are about 36 costumes in the show, and this includes not just the dresses, which I'm sure many people are interested in, but also what Lord Grantham wears, what many of the staff wear, the servants in at Downton Abbey, and that sort of thing. So we'll be able to see the full range of dress.
Right. Yeah, there are 36 costumes, and you are right. There's some very handsome menswear, some military uniforms, and of course, your favorite downstairs characters.
Yeah. Everything, I presume, from the maids and that sort of thing to the livery of the footmen and that sort of thing.
Right.
These are being exhibited in the Fifth Third Gallery, I understand, but that isn't the only place where you'll be able to see these. So tell us a little bit more about how you're using costumes elsewhere at the Taft.
Right. Well, 26 of the costumes will be in the Fifth Third Gallery, and then we have selected 10 costumes to place in our historic house. So there they will be in these beautiful environments that are very much of the period, because, of course, the Crawleys, the fictional Crawley family, lived through the same period as the Tafts, who lived in our historic house. So we decided to place several of the costumes there.
And are those on mannequins, then? Is that how they are displayed?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they are on mannequins.
So we don't have, like, cutouts of Maggie Smith or anything like that. I'm wondering if you can talk about if there's one or two favorite costumes that you have among these. I know I've seen in some of the publicity stills for this Maggie Smith as the very starchy Lady Violet in her lavender dress, really a beautiful item. But is that one of your favorites? Are there others that you particularly enjoy?
It is funny that you mentioned that purple dress because it is one of my favorites for a couple of reasons. First of all, like a lot of people, she's one of my favorite characters. But I love the way that that costume represents that early period, but it also helps to really establish her character on the television show. So it really does sort of establish her character as someone who's more traditional. And then when we see a later dress in the exhibition that she wears in the 1920s, we see that her fashion has progressed a little bit, but she's still hanging on to some of that, you know, Edwardian period style, like the high neckline, and but her corseted waist has loosened a little bit, and but we still see she hangs on to a little of that tradition.
And the dress of other characters certainly reflects who they are. Lady Edith, in particular, we see her change. But am I correct? There is also the Americans who appear occasionally. Some of their American dress is also in the exhibition.
Yeah, specifically Martha Levinson, so Cora's mother. The, you know, sort of outlandish American who's, you know, shows off her wealth with her clothing. And, you know, you get to compare that with Cora, who is a little more sort of understated and elegant. And then her mother embraces the newer, bolder fashion more than her daughter, even though she's the older, an older generation. So, yeah.
In addition to the costumes themselves, will there be accessories, hats, gloves, things like that, that were part of the overall ensembles that people wore?
Yeah, there are multiple hats, jewelry, handbags, and things like that.
I understand that there are going to be some events going on with this, a very popular series of teas, which I understand there's very little availability remaining for. But what else can people do who are interested in the exhibition, perhaps to expand their understanding?
Yeah, well, this kind of exhibition provides a lot of fun opportunities for events. We have dance workshop. We have a program about manners and etiquette during the period of the television show. And, of course, some programs about fashion and costume history.
What about table setting? You know, there's so much of that, all those dinners on
right.
the show.
I'm sure that will be included in the manners and etiquette because so much of the etiquette comes into play at dinner time.
When you have that lovely space in the house itself with a big dining table, and maybe there'll be some opportunities there.
Yes, well, we're putting the footman's costume in the dining room because it was the most appropriate place for it.
Perfect. One aspect that perhaps we should mention is the concept of timed admission.
Yes, for the Downton exhibition, it will be required to book advance tickets online. That will be for a timed slot, so people need to remember to visit our website to do that before they come to visit.
Okay. And that will be throughout the period of the exhibition. You're expecting big crowds, I suspect.
We are.
This will be a way to make the experience better for everyone who is there. Well, if those of you who are out there listening are feeling a small amount of withdrawal, perhaps, given that we've seen the seventh and final season, this is a way to perhaps ease your depression around missing your friends in both the upstairs and the downstairs of Downton Abbey. The exhibition called Dressing Downton opens later this week on July 2nd and continues through September the 25th. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Fans of the show will love this exhibition, but also people who are interested in costume history. While some of the costumes are made in the style of, others are vintage, others have little fragments of vintage clothing that designers have built a costume around them. So I think it's fascinating to learn how costume designers have worked to put these things together.
And I think it'll be quite fascinating because often we're watching the show, and of course, we're caught up in the drama of the show. But every once in a while, if I've watched a rerun or something, I look at some of those dresses, and they are exquisite pieces of art, the beading on them and the stitching and that sort of thing. And this will be a chance really to, well, not to wear them, but to get up close and really see the detailing on these beautiful gowns and the menswear too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's going to be a very exciting opportunity for folks here. Where else is this being shown, this exhibition?
The previous venue was a museum in Chicago called the Richard Driehaus Museum. And most of the venues have been similar to the Taft, where they're a museum inside a historic house. So
carefully chosen, then, it sounds like. Well, for those of you who are interested, those are the details. I've been talking with Tamara Minty, who is a curator with the Taft Museum of Art, about Dressing Downton, coming soon to the Taft Museum. Thank you so much for being here, Tammy.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.